Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. And like always, God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. From the time that we learned in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, that the Holy Spirit was moving on the face of the deep, on the waters, He never stopped moving. He never stopped planning. He never stopped organizing the ranks of God's people, those that have faith in the Lord. Remember something. The people of God, they are a volunteer army. They love God from the heart. Nobody makes a person get saved. Now, us preachers, we try to coerce people into getting saved. We know the looming doom that's coming. And this is not far away. The judgment day, or the days of the tribulation and the judgment day, some people call it doomsday. Well, it's doomed for those who when Christ come back and they're caught off guard. Well, that day is in the future, but some people, this will be their last week on earth, or their last day on earth, or even their last hour on earth. And they're going to face eternity from this point on. Now, or from the time that they pass from life to death. If they are not in covenant with God, they have no hope at all. And they're going to hate time itself. Because we are made in God's image. You don't stop existing. You're not like a person that lay down and go to sleep. You will live forever, whether it be in heaven or whether it be in hell. And those are the only two choices you have. It is worth it for every soul to study the word for themselves. Take time out. It's time out for people allowing the preacher to do all of their studying. If you let somebody else do all your studying, then you may not be in covenant with God yourself. You got to study the word for yourself. Now, the word of God is the Lord currently speaking to you now. It's a pattern. It's His will for your life. People talk about the will of the Lord. The word of the Lord is the will of the Lord. And the part that's His will for you is for you to be in covenant with Him through Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus Christ did what we could not do for ourselves. He went to the lowest part of hell and rose again. He laid His life down. Nothing on earth could kill Jesus. It looked like it, because when they pierced Him in His side and they hung Him on the cross and pierced Him in the side, that's not what killed Him. He laid His own life down because there was no sin in Him. But He said, if I lay my life down, I can pick it up again, which is what happened. He laid His life down. He was separated from His body. He legally died for us. And He went to the lowest parts of hell. And the 3 days and three nights that He was there, He preached to the captives, the people that were in paradise. See, all the Old Testament saints, from Adam all the way to the last man that died, to the man on the cross that died, they had to believe on Jesus Christ. Now, the man on the cross, he believed on Jesus Christ while He was on the cross next to Him. Jesus said, this day you'll be with Me in paradise. And Jesus preached to the captives and the Old Testament saints that was in Abraham's bosom, which was paradise. They believed. And all that believed went to heaven. And all that didn't believe, they stayed in hell. But they had the facts. I believe all of them would have believed. And then Jesus went to heaven for us and presented the blood before the Father. That's why you can go to the Father in His name. Now, other religions don't have that. Jesus said, if you try to go another way, you're the same as a thief and a robber. Now, I love people. People make mistakes. People believe wrong. And right now, in real time, the Lord has been, for years, the Lord has been appearing to people. You may not believe it, but it's true. In Iran, Jesus himself has appeared to many Muslims, and they believe on Jesus. This was on the news 3 or 4 years ago. On CNN, they said in Iran, many people say that that Jesus appeared to them. Now, they toned it down. They said a carpenter from Israel appeared to them, which was Jesus. But if you go over there and talk to Christians there, they tell you they got testimonies how Jesus appeared to them. And it's on YouTube also. Many people from all over the world have had testimonies. Not only that, the ones that where Jesus appeared to them, but others believed on Jesus because of good preaching. Jesus is real, folks, and he died for us, and he rose again. Why do you think Satan hate him so much? He liberated us. Satan don't like that. When Jesus came on the scene, Herod was the tetrarch king. He was a tetrarch. He was like a governor of Israel, but he was like a king to his people. But he was under Caesar's authority. So that's why he was a tetrarch, and he loved power. Well, when the wise men came to bring and ask him where Jesus was, they thought he might know since he was the king. He didn't know because he was out of sorts with God. And he asked the wise men to come back and tell him where he was so he could go worship him. But he was lying. He was going to kill him. So the Lord told the wise men to go another way. And when he saw that he was mocked by the wise men, he killed all the children Jesus aging down, trying to kill the king. Why do you think Satan hates Jesus so much? And then the religious order wanted him dead. The Sanhedrin Council, the religious leaders, the priest, and the people of Israel. But there were multitudes that loved him and was healed by him. And they saw the dead raised. They saw people's eyes open and ears. The deaf could hear and the blind could see. The lame could walk and the dead was raised again. So there were many people, multitudes that loved Jesus because they heard what he had to say. But then there was a religious order that wanted him dead. Folks, being honest with you is no different today. It's no different now. People are the same in every culture, in every generation, and in every culture. There are those that will love God, and there are those that will hate him. Now, but the Lord loves all of us, every one of us. He loves you. But he told me that people that don't have his word in their heart, they're not going to survive what's about to happen. Let's see if I can make it more plain for you. If you don't want to die, receive the word of God so that you can know him for yourself. The things that you think COVID was bad, that's nothing compared to the things that's about to happen. And the only people that will survive it are those that know the Lord. And have his word in their heart. When you see things you don't normally see, when you see the spirit world visibly before you, things you never thought about. See, Jesus said that in the days of the tribulation, men's hearts will fail them because of what comes upon the earth. So what I'm talking about is something that you've never seen before, and I've never seen before. Now, in World War I, in World War II, in Italy, and in France, they saw German soldiers walking down the streets. Italy joined them, and France, but they saw soldiers walking down the street. They didn't have a lot of heart attacks over it because they were men with guns. They were terrified, but they didn't have heart attacks. Well, what's coming is worse than German soldiers in number, or enemy soldiers in number. the deception that Satan is going to use to incite fear. I had a dream about it. He's going to try to incite fear. I had two dreams about how Satan is going to incite fear in people. Fear gives Satan control over your life. If you have any kind of fear in your life, receive God's word and receive his perfect love, and the perfect love of God inside you will drive out your fears. You'll find yourself not afraid of whatever it was you were afraid of. Without the word of God, you're not going to make it. When the things that happen on earth that's going to happen, you're going to need the guidance of the Holy Spirit. If you don't have the word of God in your heart, how will the Holy Spirit guide you? The Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth. He'll show you where to go. He'll show you what to do. He'll give you wisdom for the day. Now, in a civilized society, you can get along pretty good even if you don't know how to follow the Holy Spirit. But in a demonic society, you're going to need his wisdom. Before I did this broadcast, the Lord had me to study chapter 40, Jeremiah chapter 40. There was a man named Gedaliah that was sent by Nebuchadnezzar to be the governor over Jerusalem. And he had an enemy called Ishmael. A man warned him that Ishmael was coming to kill him. He didn't believe it. Gedaliah didn't receive his warning, and Ishmael came and killed him because he didn't believe the messenger that told him the truth. Well, I'm telling you what the Lord put on my heart. This is not just something I want to just, this is not a whim. Those that have the word of God in their heart, not only will they do well, Daniel said that they that do know the Lord will be strong in times of turmoil, in the worst times ever. They're going to be strong, and they're going to do exploits. They're going to be able to obey God and help people out of danger. My daughter had a dream several times, that my oldest daughter, that people were in danger and she was helping people come out of danger. But all of her life, I taught her the word of God. And she just came to me with these dreams. She saw Birmingham in a devastation. She said, but the freeways were different. Now, this was way before they fixed Malfunction Junction. When they started, they tore it down. And when they started building it up again, she said, Daddy, that's what I saw in that dream, the way it looks now. So look, I love you, folks. I love you. I'm not afraid of, I don't care if people don't like me. I'm not trying to win friends and influence people. I'm trying to get people to safety. That's my main concern. Safety in Jesus. And to do that, I have to preach what God say. I'm not afraid of you and what you believe and whether you help me or not. I love you. So I'm going to tell you the truth. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com. It's on there in real time. Look up today's date, and you can hear this broadcast or any broadcast you want to hear. But the Lord loves you, and his return is imminent. So hear the messenger. Now, everything that I say, take it to the Lord in prayer. And remember what I said last time. Those that were, if the ministers that you receive from, compare what they say to what Jesus said, then what Peter said, then what John said, then what Paul taught, and then read the book of Revelation. Go back and read Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Daniel, and Ezekiel, and you're going to have a healthy outlook on what God is doing. Now, at this point, it's a crash course, but you're going to need that information in you living, and the Holy Spirit will be able to guide you into all truth. Be sincere with God. Don't try to be phony. Don't try to get away with something and drive all sin out of your life. Because people that have sin in their life, they're not going to make it. Satan's going to fool them easily. Because of any sin, any type of sin that you condone, he's going to use that against you and hinder you from knowing God. If you don't stand against it, if you don't fight the good fight of your faith, if you don't win, you're going to lose. And I want you to win. And so does God. God can help you win. Don't use your strength, use his. And you let me say this, I love you. So I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm not out to fame and fortune. And I don't care if people don't send money in. So I'm just going to tell you the truth. I'm going to tell you what Jesus said. But you cannot, understand, you cannot win against Satan if you think like him. You have to learn to think like the Lord. And the only way to do that is to receive what he's saying by the written word, the Holy Bible. Start with what Jesus said. And also, you can understand the Lord by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will not lie to you. He will not teach lies. But it's whatever the Lord put in your heart, you have to go and find it in the Word of God so that you can be assured that it's true. The Holy Spirit will not deviate from the written Word. And anything you believe God said to you, go find where he said it first in the Word of God and believe it and act on it. Believe it and receive it, believe it and act on it. When you find it in the Word, take it as yours. Receive it, believe it, and act on it. When you act on what you believe, your belief turns into pure faith. See, faith without works is dead. Faith without works is a wish. But when you believe the Word of God, it's in noun form. When you act on it, it's yours. You're operating according to kingdom covenant. You're in agreement with God when you act on his word, when you love people by faith. But if you let people teach anything, the anything that people would teach will hinder you from learning the truth. Now, I want to help you out with something. I mentioned about ancient aliens in the last one. They lied to people. Not in the sense that the earth is older than 6,000 years. That part is true. See, in the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. But verse 2 said, and the earth was without form and void and desolate, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the waters. Now, between verse 1 and 2, there's a lot of time elapsed. And also a war started. Verse 2, and throughout the rest of chapter 1, that's a restoration, not a creation. Chapter 1, verse 1 is the creation. Chapter 2 to the last verse is restoration. That's why God told Adam to be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, refill it. You don't have to refill something unless it once was filled with people. So God told him to replenish the earth, or refill it, same word. Subdue it and have dominion over it. And he did all these things in 6-day segments, which is the restoration week, which represents the covenant week. Now, I talked about this on my website, newlivingletters.com. It's on the audio 6 page. At the bottom of the page, there are five broadcasts called Our Covenant Week. So if you want to know more about the Lord and study, listen to Our Covenant Week and go and follow it with the scriptures that's presented as you hear it, and study it for yourself and ask the Lord your questions. Because many preachers have taught that the earth is only 6,000 years old. From the restoration week to now, it's almost 6,000 years old. But the earth is old. And ancient aliens has proven, one thing they did, right? They proved that there are cities that man didn't build. But see, their lies work because preachers taught things without enough information. And it seems to give the ancient aliens credibility. But they're trying to bring back the demonic gods of old. They're trying to go to heaven another way. They're lying to people. And people are hungry for spiritual things. But if you want spiritual things in your life, don't let it be nothing but the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. Receive God's words. They are spirit and they are life. You are spirit. That's why you have life. You're not just a natural man. You are natural and spiritual. The earth itself is natural and spiritual. The stars you see in the sky, they are natural and they're spiritual. The earth is alive, folks. When Cain killed his brother Abel and Abel's blood went in the ground, the earth wouldn't produce food for Cain. The earth is alive. Countries that spill too much blood, they have droughts. And the earth reacts to what people do on it. God showed us that from the beginning. The earth is not just natural, it's natural and it's spiritual. You're going to have to get used to the things of God. If you study the word of God, you know what I'm talking about. I'm not saying that you don't. But for those that have been seduced by preachers that have given heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, you're going to have to study the word for yourself. And you're going to have to listen to the messenger and not be like Gedaliah, who allowed himself to get killed because he didn't listen. Now, the Lord give us things ahead of time. Don't wait. Don't stop looking for a sign, because when it comes upon you, it's going to be just like a smooth day. The sun's going to come up. Everything's going to be pretty. And all of a sudden, bam, here it is. People are going to start acting crazy. So the politicians are going to make poor choices. When the war starts, you got to be prepared. Many people say, well, I'm going to get raptured out. If you're not living according to the word of God and you know it, don't expect to be raptured, because it's not going to happen. I'm sorry that people, that preachers have danced around your sin. And preachers will do that. I'm sorry, but they do that. If you study what Peter wrote in Second Peter chapter 2, you'll know what I'm talking about. Some people don't care about you going to heaven. They just want fame and fortune. They want your money, and they want to be famous, and they want to look good in the eyes of man, and that's all they care about. Well, which ones are like that? So I'll know. I don't know. I don't know who's sincere, and I don't know who's not sincere, but I know that people do things for money and prestige and pride. The Lord knows. Remember something. There are tares among the wheat. So don't be so suddenly surprised that some preachers would do evil. Not only that, I have never seen in my life so many pastors committing adultery against their wife. And they don't step down. They keep preaching. But when they get caught, then they admit it. But they should have been doing that in the prayer room before it happened, when it was in the seed form, when Satan was giving them fiery dark thoughts. They didn't do nothing. They let it slide. But they never quit teaching. They let it slide. And it got worse and worse until they caught up with them. And once they was fully seduced, they acted on it. Instead of acting on the word, they acted on Satan's fiery darts, on his thoughts. And if you listen to all the preaching that they did, they danced around what was wrong. And they're good at hiding it. And since I've been going to church, when people get in sin, you're supposed to go to your brother that you know is in sin and try to get him to repent. Jesus said, if they don't do that, then get a witness. They created a bunch of them because they've been sinning a while. And get two witnesses. If they won't hear them, then take them before the church. If they don't repent, then let them be considered a sinner until they get their mind right. And one time Paul said, turn them over to the enemy. they don't have authority, so they can't stop him, and Satan will give them a good working over, and maybe they'll get their mind right. But that don't happen in churches no more. Years ago, if a girl got pregnant, they'll bring her up. They wouldn't bring up the boy. And she's standing there looking crazy and embarrassed, because they had to, because that's what the words say, and she's going to start showing. But they don't never, you cannot let sin get away from you. You have to drive it out. And you have to do something to drive it out. We don't need to be bringing up all these girls that got pregnant, which they need to just get them to repent and stop sleeping around. We need to get these pastors that done got in pornography and bring their behind up there and let them repent. Or stop calling them reverend. But see, post-rapture, when the rapture happened, everybody that wouldn't repent, they're going to be here. Everybody else will be gone. Sometime whole congregations will still be here. But nobody that sincerely loved Jesus and lived according to his word, not one of them will be here when Jesus come and take his church away. The Lord told me, He said, when I rapture my church, not one mistake will be made. Those that I should have taken will be taken, and those that I should have left will be left. Don't forget what I said years ago, starting in November 2017. I probably mentioned this on every broadcast just about, that the Lord said, and it was the week before Thanksgiving, the weekend before Thanksgiving. I forgot what Saturday that was. In 2017, the Lord said, tell my people my return is imminent, and be ready that they be not left. So Christian people who love God, who once was born again, washed in the blood, but they ended up getting in sin, they will be left if they don't get their life right. Don't just repent and ask God to forgive you. Change your ways. Repent like the Ugandan pastor. And everybody need to listen to thoroughly the Ugandan pastor on YouTube. Every Christian, even if they're children, they need to listen to the Ugandan pastor on YouTube, because he told the truth. He was honest and open and told the truth. And if anybody that listened to him and repent for real and live a sincere life before God, a sincere life, they truly love God, and they hate the ways of the world, they're going to get raptured. And also, I'm going to end with this. The rapture is going to happen on time. I don't know when. I don't know how. I know it's imminent. I know when it happens, that's the beginning of God's judgment against the world, and it's redemption for God's people. The Lord said the rapture, he said the rapture is redemption. The tribulation is destruction. And he said the rapture has nothing to do with the tribulation, and the tribulation has nothing to do with the rapture. People say, well, God's going to do the rapture before the tribulation. If you open your eyes and if you study the ages, the church has been living in a tribulation from the start. Now, the great tribulation that's coming, there's never been anything like it. That's upon us. When people start seeing locusts that sting people that took the mark, they're going to have heart attacks over it and other things. The spirit world is going to be seen. The demonic realm is going to be seen. Men's heart will fail them for fear. I know this is going to happen. I saw two dreams about it. And people that don't have the word in their heart, they're not going to last. I'm like, Lord, how do I teach this? Just teach it. God loves us. That's why we're doing this. Now, all of the satanic things are under your foot, and you can avoid it. I'm not afraid of Satan and the wrath of man. That don't bother me. The Lord said, when I remove my people, I'm not moving you out of Satan's way. I'm moving you out of my way. So because when God is going to judge his enemies, that's when he's going to rapture his people. I've gotten that much information from the Lord. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus Christ is our Lord. Stay in victory. Stay true. Stay sincere. And stay in covenant.